and they had set up this weird fucking gig. They set up a gig and one in Boston and one in Chicago. And I thought, cool, it should be fun. So do the Chicago gig. Or, you know, getting ready to do the Boston gig. Andy had a van, so they were all going to pile in the van and drive to Boston. And I'm looking at this going, let me see. I could take a day off to drive there and a day off to drive back, but I make enough to, if I worked that day, it would pay for my flight there without a problem. So I said, fuck that. You guys drive and meet me at the airport. I'll come the next day. So they all drive there. I show up later that day, and one of the roadie guys shows up at the airport, open the door, and all these beer cans come rolling out at the airport. I'm going, oh, Christ, now what am I in for? Get back to the hotel, and yeah, everybody's all jacked up. We go to do the show. I know the Denizens also did that show, because I remember the bass player got his bass stolen that night. I think that's the last gig he probably ever did. He loved the bass. And we did that show, which was pretty fucking weird. It was on the wharf somewhere. I don't know anything about Boston. I don't know anything about this thing. And it was all such a cloud anyway. We were playing there. The owner of the bar had a big-ass fucking Cadillac. I think it was a convertible. Andy and Vince and the other guys all riding around getting jacked in that thing and doing acid and doing blow and doing whatever. And we did one night there, and there wasn't a lot of people there. All I remember was this midget walking around with a bat. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. It was a fucking Fellini movie. Did that, and it was pretty funny. But then, you know, it was time to go. I spent the night, and the guy said, nah, you don't have to play the next night. I'll just pay you. So he said, okay. So I left a day early, and I think they stuck around and got jacked with the owner for a while, and I left and came home. The Chicago gig was a little different. I don't remember if I must have driven. We had some friends there, so it wasn't too bad. It was a packed, crowded house, but I don't think we ever went back again. We had no management except for Vince. Vince was good at managing his own place, but that was we didn't really try to do any out-of-town things. I don't know whether it was tough for everybody to get out or why it never happened, but we didn't play a lot of out-of-town. We did a lot here. We did a thing one time. I remember it as being Grand Rapids, yet everybody else some of the people seemed to think it was Kalamazoo. It was like the bookies tour. Somebody booked it. It was a theater in downtown, whatever. And all the bands that played bookies played there. I mean, it was like, I don't know if the reruns were there, the Denizens, we were there, RUR. A bunch of the bands played there. And it was a big theater. And I have a recording of it, which is pretty funny. Somebody, I think one of the sound guys or something, recorded it on a cassette in the theater someplace, you know. And it was good. It came out good. It was a little reverbish, but it sounded pretty good. And I remember wanting to bitch, but I didn't, because it seemed like we're playing and like the light guy was like, you know, flashing lights on and off, and when the lights go off, you can't see a fucking thing on stage. And when they go on, you're blinded. And he kept going on and off, and then Andy, somewhere like the second song, goes, Mr. Lightman, could you turn those fucking lights on and leave them on? Can't see a goddamn thing up here. So we did that set. That was fun. We did some weird show. We did some show, I don't know, it was in Lansing, I think, and it was an ice arena. It was an arena with a big, huge stage all around it. Again, some of these nights are a little foggy for some reason, but that was one of them. And, yeah, we did a show there one time. It was kind of fun. I started getting migraines around that time. I remember that only because that show I was telling you about in Lansing, or Kalamazoo, or fucking Grand Rapids. I remember coming home from there, and we were driving back. Andy had a Fleetwood at the time. Andy always liked fun cars. He had a Fleetwood. And we all drove back in, him, me, Vince, and I think Irene was a big part of the band. She was always fun. And she rubbed my neck pretty much most of the way home because I just had just a pounding motherfucking headache. I still get migraines. I still get the pounding headache. But that I remember that would probably be the first time I was almost basically debilitated. Couldn't do a damn thing because of it. But I was able to do that show, and then the headache came afterwards.